Searchlights pierce a starry night sky, sweeping the clouds and illuminating a towering edifice in the form of the words, 20th Century Fox. 20th Century Fox, a news corporation company. Spotlight sweeps over the pulsating yellow letters FA with the words Fox Atomic beneath. A graphic of a drum kit sweeps into focus. A title on the bass drum throbs to the beat. Fox Atomic presents. The beat shatters the letters. A 21 Laps production. A Peter Cattaneo film. Silvery flares erupt and a cloud of twinkling sparks falls past the title in chunky yellow letters. The Rocker. 1986, The Agora, Cleveland. The band is Vesuvius, with long hair, tight pants, makeup, and stacks of amplifiers. The band bounce in unison, brandishing their instruments, starring Rainn Wilson. Christina Applegate. The guitar player pulls faces and throws shapes. The singer has his foot up on the monitor. Teddy Geiger. The crowd goes wild, and the drummer lays manically into his kit. Josh Gad. The wide-eyed bass player poses as the singer leaps off the drum riser. Emma Stone. The drummer sings along. Jeff Darlin. Jane Lynch. The singer poses next to the guitar player with his red V-shaped instrument. Jason Sudeikis. Will Arnett. The singer's wearing a cut-off denim jacket and has a bandana around his head. Howard Hessman. The guitarist slides across the stage on his knees. Fred Armisen, Bradley Cooper, Lonnie Ross. Casting by Julie Ashton. Costume designer Christopher Hagerden. Music supervisor Patrick Houlihan. Original songs and score by Chad Fisher. Co-producer Lynn Lucibello Brancatella. Edited by George Falsey Jr. ACE, Brady Wilhite and Charles Kaplan. Production designer Brant Gordon. Director of photography Anthony B. Richmond ACE BSC. Produced by Sean Levy and Tom McNulty. Story by Ryan Jaffe. The singer stands legs akimbo in his white leopard print trousers. Screenplay by Maya Forbes and Wally Wolodarski. Directed by Peter Cattaneo.
Thank you!
The band salutes the crowd, the drummer joining his bandmates as they stand in a line and raise their arms. The drummer hurls his sweaty top into the crowd. It hits a guy in the face. The drummer bounds off stage.
Dudes! Yeah! 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 How rare that is! That kind of energy coming off the crowd, feeding us, yes! Us feeding it right back to them. That is what it's all about, yeah. My brothers. We are gonna be huge!
Yes. More importantly, how are my moves?
Oh, those moves. I got the best seat in the house, right in between the guitar and the bass, and you rock!
Yeah!
Oh, now, that was classic Vesuvius.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, what did the label say?
Yeah, what'd they say?
Let's start with some beers first. Those are on me, and those are important.
Important. Sounds like good news, right?
Or bad.
Be right back.
More like awesome news. Matchbook Records just offered us an awesome contract, and it is awesome.
Oh, we're gonna be rich!
I'm gonna get a Fiero.
I'm so happy.
It was just one hit. They want you to replace Fish. The president of the label wants to put his nephew in the band.
Come on, Fish is the heart and soul of this band. We've been together since high school.
Yeah.
He came up with the name Vesuvius.
And he's a great drummer.
Guys, they're going to put money behind you. That means videos, that means touring.
No, forget it, Billy. We're not going to sell him out just because some rich kid wants to play rock star. Forget it.
All right. I'm calling the head of the label right now. Tell him where he can stick his nephew. Oh, and there was talk of you guys opening for Whitesnake, but sometimes opportunity knocks twice, right?
Whitesnake, man.
Oh, dude, I love that man. I mean, think about it. Fish will land on his feet, right? Well, like I said, he's a great drummer.
Right. He's gonna be fine.
They look at each other guiltily.
Billy, hang up that phone.
Fish, in a blue satin shirt, hiding his developing beer gut, is chatting happily with a female fan as manager Billy approaches him. They talk. And his smile fades. Stunned, he drops the beers he's holding and rushes backstage. The band has gone. He looks around furiously, then charges out of a door marked No Exit. Fish launches himself at the band's van. He manages to open the back door, then falls onto the wet road.
You need me awesome?
I don't think that went too well.
What a baby!
Oh, we did it, guys.
We totally did it.
All right.
That was kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be all right.
I think we lost him.
That's definitely going to be in the book about us, you know?
You know, he didn't fit.
The guitarist chokes on his Jack Daniels as he sees Fish running next to the van.
After all we've been through, and you sell me out just like that?
Oh my God! He was like a jet plane, so fast. Fast runner.
Yeah.
Definitely a fast runner.
I didn't know how fast he was.
No, I was going 60.
He kind of ran like a gazelle, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Like his stride was really big.
Yeah, it was really big.
Like he lived with animals or something, like in the woods for a long time.
Yeah.
And he like mimicked them.
Fish is on top of the van, dragging himself along by stabbing his sticks through the roof like ice axes. The stabbing sticks narrowly miss the guy's heads.
We gotta shake him loose, man.
The singer grabs the wheel, making the van swerve across the road. Fish flops down onto the windscreen.
Your soul!
Hit the brakes, man!
The drummer's flung onto the road.
Oh my God, Kurt, you killed him! You killed him!
You deserved it, man.
He's dead.
Fish sits up. Twenty years later, he's wearing a phone headset, staring into space.
Jeez, this would be a great album if I could ever listen to it. New Vesuvius, fellas. Waited in line 2 hours last night to get it. It's supposed to be amazing. Everybody thought they peaked when their sixth album went platinum. But then they came back and blew the doors off with Devil's Nursery.
Devil's Nursery rocks.
Look at those faces. It's the etchings of time, man. These guys have really lived, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, are you a fan? I mean, how could you not be, right?
I don't really listen to heavy metal music.
Oh, dude, you gotta hear this.
No, I don't.
No, seriously, if you've never heard
it. Seriously, I'm not interested.
Trust me, one track, you're gonna be hooked for life.
Hello, Zammit's Metal Racking, how
Hello,
can I help you?
Hello, Zammit's Metal Racking. What, you wanna hear the new Vesuvius? I'll burn you a copy.
Fish looks annoyed.
Hold, please.
As his Asian colleague air drums manically, Fish carefully places his headset on a stand. His face contorts in fury. He dives on his Vesuvius fan colleague. Later, he walks dejectedly out of the building, carrying his belongings in a box. As he waits glumly at a bus stop, he sees posters advertising the new Vesuvius album, Pompeii Nights. He tries to contain his annoyance, then glances at the copy of Rolling Stone a guy next to him is reading. Vesuvius is on the cover, with the headline, Vesuvius Erupts. He bangs his head against the side of the bus stop, then despairs, seeing them on a poster on the side of the bus.
Do not tell me that this was about them.
Well, as it happens, by coincidence, it was the new album by
Vesuvius.
Damn it, Rob!
Which was terrible, by the way, totally overproduced.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, look, Rob, I know that we've been through this a whole bunch, and I know that you think you're getting past it, but this is not getting past it. It has been 20 years. You've got to let it go.
I have let it go, and the universe just keeps shoving Vesuvius right back in my face.
Look, Guppy, I don't think I can do this anymore. This just isn't working for me. I'm sorry. I think it's time...
I break up with you.
What?
I break up with you.
No.
I...
No!
Yes.
What?
I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
No, you know what I was going to say.
I interrupted,
and
I'm sorry.
You just said what I was going to say.
Well, I am breaking up with you.
What are you doing?
Shut quiet.
I am fantastic. You don't want to break up with me.
Listen, I'm going to have to ask you to pack your things and leave.
This is my apartment.
He lugs his bags along a pavement, lined with oversized guitars, past a building designed as a large glass pyramid, with a sign outside. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum. One Key Plaza. He trudges up a leafy suburban street.
This is going to be great. The fresh start, you know, get my life back on track.
That's the attitude, Robert.
Thanks, sis.
Yeah.
So you'll be on your feet and out of this house in, what, about a week?
Lisa, come on. Give a guy a break.
Thank you, Stan.
Talk about your missed opportunity. Imagine if he was still in Vesuvius. My brother-in-law in Vesuvius. Do you know what our lives would be like? I'd be wearing silk underwear right now. It's like winning the lottery and having the lottery ticket ripped up in front of your face.
Thank you, Stan.
I thought you weren't supposed to use the V word in front of Uncle Rob.
He can take it.
So, have you heard? Mac got into MIT.
Oh.
That's my boy.
That makes sense. Because last time I saw you, you were building a robot. How'd that ever work out?
That was 8 years ago when I was 10.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Ha!
Oh, maybe you want to take a can of shut up.
Matt is also in a band. Playing the prom.
Which is the only way he'd ever get to go.
Hey.
I swear, if you don't stop annoying me, I'm going to shave your head in your sleep.
I'd still be the pretty child.
Matt.
Viola. Matt, stop it.
A band, huh? So what do you call yourselves?
ADD.
Bad? Huh. Well, it's short.
What?
It's easy to remember.
No, it's ADD. As an attention deficit disorder.
Oh, good, you changed it, because Ad really blew.
He pulls down the steps to the attic, then fills up an airbed with a hairdryer.
Robbie, you know I love you, but letting you stay here forever is not going to solve your problems.
Oh, of course, just ditch me like everyone else has.
It's called tough love, kid.
Yeah, but what about the sweet love? Where you say, hey, Robert, why don't you stay here as long as you want? And here's some cash so you can go fix your car.
In your dreams, pal.
Sis, come on. I'm feeling really good about the future, you know? Like, all of this is... Oh!
He bashes his head on a beam, then falls down the loft hatch.
Robert?
ADD prepare to rehearse in the garage.
Where is Jeremy? I swear I'm gonna kill him when he shows up.
Here he comes. With his mom.
Curly-haired Jeremy looks harassed.
Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy's mom.
Hey, guys. So, I kind of got suspended from school today, and I can't play prom.
Wait, what?
Tell them what you did, Jeremy.
I kind of brought hash brownies to the Spanish club luncheon.
Not bueno.
And?
And Señorita Horowitz kind of got really stoned and passed out in the boys' locker room.
And?
And, somebody kind of drew
A penis. A penis on a grown woman's face. And now he can't walk during graduation. Every mother's dream. Let's go, Jeremy.
See you guys. Rock hard.
A penis.
Oh. Prom is in 2 days.
Not for us, it's not.
You know what? Blessing in disguise. Because who wants to play some crappy school dance anyway?
I do. And so do you.
Whatever.
I could ask my uncle.
I don't think we're that desperate.
Desperate? He was an original member of Vesuvius. I'll bet he can still play.
Yeah, but he's ancient. Let's start looking for a new drummer.
A skinny tattooed guy has a bash. Matt and his bandmates look unimpressed. Fish is asleep in his attic. His fingers tap on his chest. Matt stands at his keyboards, trying to play along with the human beatbox. The others shake their heads.
Yo, so am I in?
Matt's lost for words. A kid in glasses and a beanie hat bounces around his drum machine. Fish wakes up and frowns. Fish launches himself out of bed. Big Matt and Amelia on bass have no idea what to play. Fish enters with a face like thunder.
Hey,
Sorry, Uncle Rob, were we playing too loud?
Too loud is not in my vocabulary. How dare you?
Excuse me?
How dare you call yourself a musician?
Loads of bands use drum loops.
Loads of elevators play Celine Dion. That don't make it right. Then get your devil box out of here. Move it, Moby Dick.
The kid grabs his box and cables and scampers out.
Go! My work here is done.
He glances at Matt and his friends, turns on his sandal heel, and walks out, scratching his backside.
That's your uncle.
That's my uncle. We've kind of exhausted all of our other options, so...
I don't have any better ideas.
Okay, fine. Go talk to him.
In the attic, Fish takes off his sandals.
Hey, Uncle Rob, can I talk to you for a second?
No, I will not buy beer for you and your friends, nor will I rent you my password to porn sites.
I was actually just wondering if you'd play with us at our prom gig.
Fish stands and bangs his head.
What did you just say?
I was just wondering if you'd play the drums with us. You know, just for one night.
Absolutely not. I haven't played the drums in 20 years. Okay, drumming is pain. And I've had more than enough pain for one lifetime.
Look. Come, just meet me up here.
Okay.
We need a drummer, okay? And you play the drums. You've been a pretty terrible uncle over the years. Yeah. You only come by when you need something from my mom. You never remember my birthday. You called me Max till I was 11.
Okay, what's your point, Matt?
This is really, really important to me. I'm not what you would call a social butterfly. You know? Playing this gig is probably the closest I'm ever gonna get to breaking the ice with, you know, the ladies.
You're looking to score. I can respect that.
Anyway, if you really are my uncle, my family, you will do this one thing for me.
Fish stares thoughtfully at his chubby, awkward nephew. Limousines arrive at the senior high school prom, class of 2008. Fish strides down a corridor in loud 80s gear. He's got laminate security passes dangling from one hand. He undoes his ponytail and shakes out his hair.
Matt, where is he?
He said he would be here.
Well, he doesn't know the songs, and I thought he'd be here early so we could rehearse.
He said he didn't need to. He said he could play with us in his sleep. He said he feeds on God, juice, and miracles. Spring forward.
Never fear, niños. Got our laminates. All access. Drives the chicks wild.
Hey, are you ready? Because we're on in 5 minutes.
5 minutes? What are you talking about? We're headlining. We shouldn't be going on until at least 11.
It's the prom. It's over at 11.
Wait, so we're on in 5 minutes? Yes. Seriously, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Wow. That's 5 minutes. Eye of the tiger. Bang and gong. Get it on. Bang and gong. Get it on. All night long. Bang and gong. Get it on. Rock me, Aeneas.
His eyes widen, and he looks unwell. He throws up in his hand.
I'm gonna be so sick.
A little pre-show ritual.
He stuffs the stick into his pocket.
Did you just...
Lucky charm. Some people carry a rabbit's foot. I like to rock a pocket of puke.
Oh. And now, ladies and gentlemen, ADD.
Just follow my lead. 1, 2, 3.
Looks amazed and looks at Fish, who winks at her. He pulls faces and grins as he rocks out. Amelia gives a hesitant smile. Curtis on guitar and vocals nods and smiles at Fish, who's confidently in his groove. Even Matt shows a few moves. Prom-goers are all dancing enthusiastically. Curtis and Amelia smile at each other.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, ADD. And now it's time for your prom king and queen's first dance.
love. I get so lost sometimes. Days pass and this emptiness fills my heart, and all my instincts they return, and the grand facade so soon will burn without a noise, without
everyone stares as Fish gets completely carried away.
Stop! Stop!
Grimaces with the effort. Moisture erupts from the drums as he hits them, and the school principal stands stony-faced.
Woohoo! Rock and roll!
Thank you, Cleveland!
He hurls a stick.
How awesomely sweet was that?
Oh, yeah, if by awesomely sweet you mean a horrific train wreck, the shame of which we will never live down, then yeah, Fish, it was super awesomely sweet.
That was like that scene in James Cameron's Titanic, you know, the one where they all die?
What are you talking about? We rocked the balls off that place.
You are delusional.
You got that right, Sourpuss. And you know what else? ADD just landed itself a new bricklaying drummer, and his name is... Fish.
Dude! Wake up! You just ruined that show, and you're never playing with this band again.
Thanks.
Fish is baffled as Matt walks glumly away. Searchlights sweep the city night sky. Fish is asleep in his attic. The lights wake him up. He looks out of the window and sees them, blazing out from next to the Hall of Fame building. He stares, wide-eyed. In the daytime, a woman is working at a hanging basket on her porch.
Hello.
Hello.
Is Curtis at home?
Who is asking?
Rob. Art. Fish. Man. My friends call me Fish.
Fish.
Oh, I'm the drummer in the band from the prom.
Oh, you're serious. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, Curtis said that the drummer was older. I figured college.
So, and you're his older sister?
Oh, that's very flattering. No, I'm his mom.
No, you're not. Seriously, you're not. What is your name?
Oh, well, usually Curtis's little friends call me Ms. Powell.
Ms. Powell?
Mm-hmm.
There's the cutest little jazz club.
You know, I'm sorry. I just don't date my son's friends. You know, it's just icky.
Right.
Kids are in the back.
Yeah.
They're sitting around gloomily.
Curtis?
Honey?
Your play date's here. So, sweetie, what time is your mom picking you up?
You're hysterical.
You have no idea. I'll see you guys.
Well, if it isn't the one-man band.
Okay. Look, I haven't played in front of an audience in 20 years, and so maybe, possibly, I got a little carried away and out of control, and I'm sorry. But I can make it up to you. What if I told you I could get us a gig?
I'd say you're full of shit.
Oh, whoa, Curtis. 1991 called. They want their teenage angst back.
Oh, my God. They just called again. They want that joke back.
Hang on. Is that a gig? Like when U2 plays and everybody's like, yeah, U2. I love you.
Yes. These songs need to be heard, man. Seriously. Who writes these songs anyway?
Matt points to Curtis.
I do.
Abandonment issues. Daddy bailed in News 4, so...
Well, there's a crazy mojo working with Mr. Dark and Broody over there, and me likey. So, what do you say we lay down a couple of tracks with Uncle Fish at the kit, and let me run with it?
They look at each other uncertainly.
All right, band meeting.
Okay.
Huddle up. No, just us three. The band.
Yeah. I'll be in my office.
He grins and steps out of the back door.
Okay. Perhaps last night he was a bit ostentatious with his performance style, but you cannot deny the fact that he's got chops.
No way, man. I told him he's out.
All right, you guys. Let's just think about it like this. It might be kind of cool, you know, if he were in the band. I mean, because then we'd have it all. We'd have the magnetic but tormented lead singer and the awkward, neurotic super nerd and the kind of ironic postmodern, you know, punk girl and the ancient crazy faces making rocker. I mean, you can't tell me you've ever seen anything like that.
Yeah, for a good reason. This isn't a joke to me.
What, you think it is to us?
What have we got to lose?
All right, if he delivers a gig, I'll give him a chance.
Matt smiles and goes to the window. He gives a thumbs up to Fish, who's playing on a swing.
Hello, Concrete Jungle.
Hey, Gilardi's Bar and Grill.
Oh, hi, is this the Hi-Fi Club?
I played there in 1985 with Vesuvius.
I am with the band ADD.
I have a demo.
I have a new band.
Hello?
We have not yet rocked.
Akron?
Yes, you have auditions? Thank you.
Thank you.
You're closed?
Okay. Oh, I'll try.
Later, he enters a cafe.
Hello, what are you doing here?
I'm working on a song.
Oh, uh-oh, look out, everybody. Genius at work.
Lennon and McCartney. Rolled into one.
I'd like to get back to work.
How many songs do you think you have in that notebook?
Probably 211.
Wow. That's like 500 albums. I was never so much of a songwriter. I was more of a name the band kind of guy. Different skill set. Still important. Can I look at what you were writing?
Curtis closes the book.
Dude, we are a band, okay? Bands share everything. Deodorant, buses, chicks.
I'd just rather not.
We're like a family.
No.
I'll be gentle.
Okay.
Curtis hands over the journal. Fish stares at him, then opens the book and starts to read, nodding his head.
These are some great lyrics.
Thank you.
Tomorrow never comes. So true. Don't understand it, but that's heavy, man.
Thanks.
That's good stuff. So your dad took off when you were just a little kid? That must have been tough. You miss what you never knew.
Curtis smiles and starts to write.
What are you doing?
It's a good lyric. You miss what you never knew. That's good.
Yes? You like it?
Yeah.
And you can have it. Gratis.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Are you going to finish that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh.
So, any luck getting us a gig?
Oh, yeah. It's just about finding the right showcase, you know? It's just focusing on the perfect showcase.
So no one likes the demo. I mean, it's stupid to think anybody but me would be into it.
What are you talking about? This music is great, that demo is fantastic, and I can prove it.
How?
Let's ride. This, my friend, is called the drive test. If we can drive around with no place to go and blast the music and feel like we're on top of the world, then we know we're onto something.
They nod their heads to the beat as Fish drives.
Sing it!
You promised me you'd always be around.
Like you mean it!
Me up.
Come on!
When I'll run down. To help me when my day is busted.
Right?
They drive past the Hall of Fame, a sculpture like a stamp of the word free, and Jacobs Field, home of the Cleveland Indians.
Come up with those rhymes, man. Busted, trusted. I don't know how you come up with it. I like this part.
They mess around, bumping shoulders.
Tell me, it doesn't make you feel invincible, huh?
I do.
Like everything is possible now. And you know what? If we can bring that to an audience for even for 4.5 minutes, we've got something. Hey, give me your phone. Then make it turn into a camera. That?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a rebel yell on three. Three, two, one.
Yeah!
That is the moment we knew we were going to be huge.
Lisa answers the phone.
Hello? Yeah, hold on just a sec.
Robert!
Ow!
Robert!
I'm busy!
Phone!
Jeez.
Now!
He comes downstairs in his underpants.
I think it's about a job.
How could it not be about a job? One of those ones I've been looking so hard for. Hello, this is Fish. What?
He looks amazed.
What?
Yeah! No, hold on. Hold on. Come too close.
Yeah. Come too far. Come too far. Come, that's what I did.
Yeah, but you're still not far.
Fish shoves open the garage door. It rebounds back down on him.
I have news. But you know what? Before I reveal said news, we need to work on some things, including stage presence. Why? Because ADD has a gig.
What?
What?
A gig?
A gig! Yes!
What?
Yes! We are playing the Tiger Room in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Saturday night. We are hitting the Mighty Mud Road.
Oh, Indiana. My mom's not gonna let me go to Indiana.
No, my mom's not gonna let me go.
Listen up, kiddies. You don't ask your parents for permission to rock. You think the Beatles went to their mums and dads and went, oh, hello, mum, hello, dad. May I please have permission to go with my mates to a little pub called Shea Stadium and rock the world for the rest of eternity? No?
They were adults. You're an adult. They were adults.
Well, what about the old church retreat excuse?
What's that?
You know, it's like, mom, dad, I really want to go on this church retreat that I heard about so that I can learn about the Bible, you know, and meet other teenagers who share my interests in, you know, the Bible.
Huh? This works?
Yeah. You just print up a fake flyer on Photoshop, show it to your parents, and the next thing you know, you're at a killer show in Columbus.
Give it up right now, daughter of Beelzebub. Hit me. Nothing. Nothing. You're a tough cookie, but I'm gonna get a smile out of you yet.
Smiling is for the weak.
She eyeballs him.
Shh. I can't believe we're stealing my mom's car.
It's not stealing when you're family. But still, don't tell your mom. Hop in.
I'm so nervous.
It's nighttime as they clamber aboard the SUV and drive away. Fish is at the wheel. The others are all asleep. Amelia leaning against Matt.
Sneeze on my face.
No, that wasn't me. So what are you working on?
Can I ask to hear something every time you see me writing?
Yeah, pretty much, yep.
It's called Bitter.
Butter?
Bitter.
It's a song?
Yeah, it's a song. It's
called
Bitter.
Let's hear some.
Goes minutes turn into hours and hours bleed into days. The years are the scars of the trouble you left me. And I wanna say, well, I'm so bitter, but I've seen better days. And it goes on like that.
Well, the cyanide and razor blades are in the glove box. Help yourself. Come on, hey. Hey.
What?
Hey. It's really good stuff. It's like poetry.
I just want to say, I am so excited. We're on the road.
Yeah.
We are doing it. We're living our dream.
Yep. This is it. This is what it's all about, living our dream. You know, we don't stop. We don't stop for anything.
Ah!
We just keep... I better stop.
Ah! Come on, Robert, let's go!
I can't believe you called the cops on me.
You stole my car, Robert!
I'll have you know I topped off your fluids.
Well, get a job!
I had a job, and it was a totally awesome gig that was going to pay me $100 until you reported your car missing.
Oh, take responsibility.
You! So long, Maddie.
So long.
Ah, don't talk! You're not allowed to speak! You are not allowed to drive! In fact, you are not allowed to do anything for the rest of the summer.
You can take away the wheels, and you can take away his First Amendment right to free speech, but you cannot take away the dream.
Damn right.
Shut up, Stan. Get out of my house, Robert.
Hey, Fish. Listen, I'm really sorry she made me drop a dime on you.
It's okay, buddy. Hey, give me the heavy metal devil horns. Now lock them with me. My
Stan closes the door behind Fish and grins, keeping his right hand clenched in the horn symbol. A yellow taxi pulls up outside the House of Lee restaurant in Chinatown.
Man, thanks for letting me stay here, Mr. Lee. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, those rice bags are comfortable.
Fish, no one has eaten more takeout than you. You put my kids through college. You stay until you get back on your feet, huh?
Thanks, Mr. Lee. Wow, that heat is tremendous.
And take this.
It's a large ladle.
What's this for?
For the rats.
Rat?
A brown rat noses out of a storage jar in Lee's basement. Fish looms up from behind two buckets of bean sprouts, wielding the ladle. Matt enters and gawps at the flailing fish.
Hey, I thought you were grounded.
Technically, I'm at the library for the next 10 minutes, but I'm not really. I'm here. It's uncomfortably hot down here.
So, what brings you to the House of Lee?
I have a way we can still practice.
On his laptop, there's a section of screen for each band member.
So, I've taken 4 webcams. Then, I've interfaced our computers to create a non-delayed, real-time virtual network.
Hello? Is this thing on?
Can you hear it? Can you hear us, Uncle Rob?
Testing, testing. Mic check. Check. Can you hear me? Is this thing on?
It's a camera. It's not a mic,
Uncle
Rob.
We're good to go. I can hear you. Okay, let's do this.
Oh,
he's naked.
Wow.
It's not a mic, Uncle Rob. It's
what?
Is anybody else seeing this?
Okay. All right.
Am I the only one seeing this? Why is everyone reacting?
Try Tomorrow Never Comes.
Curtis, are you watching this?
Okay, Tomorrow Never Comes.
Fitch.
Ready?
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
He counts them in by slapping his belly. Sister Violet is on the phone and doing her homework at her computer.
No. Yeah. I know I keep trying to download the homework, but my annoying brother is hogging all the bandwidth. Some stupid practice in our garage. Hang on, I'll call you back.
Her eyes widen in shock as she sees the rehearsal feed, including Fish cavorting naked at his drums.
Hello, YouTube.
Oh, dude, this is that thing they were talking about on Stern.
Holy shit. I think that's Robert.
What next, you guys?
Oh, that's a lot of Robert.
What do you want to do next?
Leon, come here, come here, come here, come here.
This guy's hilarious.
That's my brother-in-law.
Yeah, and the song's actually pretty good.
I'm just taking a little noodle break.
Yep, just had dinner with him the other night.
Get out of here.
You guys want to share this with the rest of the class, huh?
Oh. What's next? Let's keep going.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh god!
The hits on the video start at 4. Then, as more and more people log on, quickly runs to hundreds of thousands. Fish frowns in concentration as he pours himself a green Slurpee.
I'm telling you, that's the naked drummer. Are you sure, man? It's kind of hard to tell with this clothes on.
Fish's belly gives him away as he pulls up his t-shirt to suck up a spillage.
It is the naked drummer.
Hey, fam. Hey. I got here as fast as I could.
There he is. Don't recognize you with your clothes on. How you doing? David Marshall, head of A&R for Matchbook Records.
Matchbook Records?
Oh, by the way, I'm Stan. I'm kind of with the band.
Great, great.
Anyway, he's come all the way from Los Angeles to have a meeting with you. Robert?
We're on the internet.
Yeah, you think? Over 1 million hits and counting. Beep. 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 You know what that sound is? Do you know? Anybody?
No.
What about you, Norm from Cheers? That's the sound of the money truck backing up to your front door, hoss. But my team, at Matchbook, we see more than money. We see beyond the gimmick of the naked drummer. It's a fun video. We're laughing at it, we're laughing at it. But then, we're humming the songs. It's the rope-a-dope. You know what I mean? The rope-a-dope. We're laughing, we're laughing, we're laughing, then boom! Out of nowhere, we're singing and humming the tunes. Why? Why would we do that? I'll tell you why. Because the songs kick effing ass.
Wow! All these years, wearing a suit to the office,
I should have been a naked drummer.
Absolutely.
What was I thinking?
Here's the dealio. If ADD has more tunes like that, then Matchbook is very interested. Now, I'm sure you guys got a lot of heat right now, a lot of juice, a lot of people coming after you, am I right?
Yeah, I didn't pay taxes in the 90s.
Actually, the phone has been ringing off the hook with offers from,
good.
You know.
Good to know. Okay, we're in the pressure cooker. We are through the looking glass, amigos. Tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna call my people, I'm gonna come back, holler at you, all right? Excuse me a second.
We're gonna be signed. We're gonna be signed.
Well,
I'm gonna go call Amelia and Curtis.
Fish grins in disbelief. Even his sister looks excited. He struts down the street wearing a red headband, carrying his sticks in a small case. He arrives at Larchmere Recording Studios, looks up at the sign over the door, then resolutely walks in.
Oh, all right, thanks.
Hello. I'm here for ADD.
Name?
Robert Fishman.
Studio 3.
Wait. My name is on the list?
Yeah.
So, my name is on that list.
Yeah.
Can I have it?
No.
He grins awkwardly at the receptionist, then heads to the studio.
This does not suck.
You're the man.
They have free food.
Whoa. The mixing board, with its thousands of mysterious buttons. The big chair that swooshes me around the studio. It allows me to slide wherever I care to go. The soundproof glass window. The giant headphones.
He pushes off and the headphone cable pulls him over.
I'm so bitter that I've seen better days. I'm so bitter.
From Matchbook and the producers glance at each other in the booth, and Fish glumly chews on a pen top as he plays.
Not very good. Very, very depressing. It makes me want to kill myself. Seriously, we need to stop this right now. Why don't we turn this frown upside down? What do you say? Let's just push the tempo. Say, I'm not bitter.
Okay.
Okay? Follow me. Follow my lead. Okay?
What's he doing?
From the bridge? What do you say? Let's do
know.
It. 1, 2, 3, 4! Canoe paddling around on a pond. We were like a tank flying down a mountain.
I like that. It feels really good. It feels good.
What do you guys think?
John Lennon's rolling over in his grave to hide the boner you just gave him. We're gonna bounce that down.
Yeah, bouncing it down.
Woo!
What does that mean?
I have no idea. Let's take five.
Curtis is looking at the rows of gold records on the studio wall as David emerges from the toilet and grins.
Someday one of these bad boys will have your name on it, C-Note. Guarantee. You know, there's a lot of biz buzz on you back in Hollywood, my man.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You got quite an opportunity to capitalize on this whole YouTube thing. Talking an album, a tour. You're gonna have more ladies than Jay-Z got Mercedes. You're gonna need two dicks.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
What are you guys doing?
I'm just telling Big C here the game plan. Yep, we're gonna hang out in the studio for a couple more weeks, do some more recording. Then, strap in, youngins. We're hitting the road.
What?
You heard me, Curly Sue. Midwest tour.
Right! Yeah!
All right, easy.
Yeah!
And in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you that on the road, these kids will have an experience unlike any they have ever experienced.
The parents look unconvinced.
What he's trying to say incomprehensible way is that this is really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them, and they have worked so hard, and they want this so badly, and
You know, I'm not thrilled at letting Curtis go without me being there, but I don't want him to spend the rest of his life thinking, what if? You know? So, you got my vote.
Stan reaches out to touch Curtis' guitar.
I'm sorry.
I lived my life saying, what if? 20 years of what if. You feel me, Jack?
You'll be safe, right?
Of course. Okay.
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 Okay. Lisa.
Okay. All right. All right. Please be careful.
Fish gives a barely restrained kick of triumph, then walks over to Curtis' young-looking mother.
Hey. Thank you.
You're welcome. But if one hair on his head is harmed, I will kill you.
Cool.
All right.
Maddie?
Yeah?
I trust you. And I don't trust your uncle. So I don't want you to listen to a word he says, okay? Okay.
Matt gives a massive thumbs up to Fish. As they get their kit out of the garage, a big silver tour bus pulls up. Fish's jaw drops open in awe.
Nice ride.
I'll call you.
Gonna be okay?
Yes, I'm gonna be fine. I love you. I'm
so the parents wave goodbye, Lisa glaring at Stan as he proudly gives the devil horn salute. The bus driver has a white beard, shades, and a straw cowboy hat.
Mr. Gator here, all you bear bait headed north on Big Slab I-5, roundabout Yard
Citizen.
Pretty cool.
Have you ever heard of cell phones?
You ever heard of brain cancer? There's two things in this world that I do not trust when they're wireless, and that is phones and marionettes.
Woohoo!
Beaded curtains, fridge with beer. Beer I didn't pay for. Yes, time to party. Hello.
You're gonna be the responsible adult.
Well, I'm gonna be responsible, all right, for party until my nuts catch fire.
God, what is wrong with you?
What is wrong with me? All my life, people kept saying, grow up, Fish. Give up on your dreams, Fish. Get a haircut, Fish. You'll never rock anymore. Well, you know what? Look at me now, day job!
Woohoo! On your left, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Fish stares out of the window, then grins and throws open the bus's emergency roof hatch.
Woo! There's the roof!
A sign shows Lucky Dog, Marksman, and AD featuring the naked drummer.
Woo-hoo! First venue!
All right.
Hey.
First marquee.
Check, 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 1, 2, check, 1, 2, check, check, check.
First sound check.
Yeah.
Check, check, test, set. Testies, 1, 2, testies. Check, check.
Let's give a warm date and welcome to AD.
Yeah.
Hi.
The small audience, all seated at tables, ignore Curtis.
Hello.
Hey, hey. Let's rock.
1, 2, 3.
After an initial look of horror, they settle into their groove.
First recovery.
Can you tell a lie when you speak the truth? Do you miss the things that you never knew? Would you come out, wherever you are? Give me something worth fighting for.
Smiles appear on stage and in the audience as the song goes on.
Nailed that keychain, John.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks.
You don't mind chewing the keys off the board.
You
were better than Kurt Cobain. You're like,
no, you were so good.
Easy.
I felt like I'm fire.
You guys are sweet.
The excited young brunette turns tail and runs away.
First fan.
Mm-hmm. That did sound pretty good, huh?
Oh, it was better than good. It was sweet!
He hugs Curtis.
You're so wet.
Yes!
Yes!
Our band is sweet!
No! Sweet! Oh, my God.
I'm not leaving you out, Maddie.
I am saving the biggest hug for you because you brought me here.
Please, Uncle Rob, we don't need you.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, God.
Uncle Fish has got you there, big fella.
So moist.
Hi. We were wondering if we could buy you guys a beer or something.
Curtis and Amelia look lost.
First groupies.
Unfortunately, they are not of age. Fortunately, I am double the legal limit for after-show partying.
Yeah, we were kind of looking for someone a little closer to our age. But thanks.
First blow-off. Let the games begin.
Matt and Curtis are playing a race game in their room. Fish enters in a garish silk robe.
Oh, man. This is where rock and roll came to die. Nothing but text chats and playbox with you guys.
It's Xbox.
Whatever! We are on tour! You may never get this chance
Come
again.
Come on!
Okay, we've got to cut loose!
I feel like I cut loose when I'm on stage. Then I like to rest and unwind a little bit. Please move.
And you call yourself my nephew.
He's right.
It's late. I mean, we're tired.
You guys sound like a bunch of grandmas.
You look like Miss Saigon.
Oh, wait, I get it.
You guys don't know what it means to go on tour.
Don't you do this.
Well, I do!
You're a monster!
Fish leaps around the room, bangs his gong, and rides a kid's bicycle fully clothed into a pool. The road signs show Chicago to the north and Columbus, Ohio to the east. Fish slurps beer and blows fire in a bar. He plunges his hand into a beer, then guzzles it, plays his drums and shoves his hands into ice buckets. After more drums, he needs a bigger ice bucket. Sweat pours as he plays in boots and leather trousers. He kicks over his drum kit, collapsing him at the debris, and lies in an ice bath. He drunkenly falls off a hotel roof and pops his head out of the bus. A branch hits him in the face. At a hotel party, he picks up a TV.
Now we got a party!
The plug from the TV hits him between the legs. Arrested, he proudly holds up a plaque showing a number and Marquette Police Department. So do shame-faced Curtis, defiant Amelia, and Matt, whose grin fades as his photo is taken. Curtis sits dejectedly on a plastic chair.
Hey, man. What's wrong? We're in the joint.
We're going behind bars, man. This is awesome. This is what being a rock star is all about.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess for me, it's always been more about the music.
No, music definitely plays an important part.
I always hope maybe, you know, someday my dad would hear one of my songs and feel, I don't know, something.
You want my advice? You got a good thing going. Don't go chasing something you're never gonna get back. It's his loss. He's the one missing out. Trust me, I know. I got the best seat in the house. Right between the guitar and the bass.
Fishman! You all made bail.
Yes.
How?
Thank you. The fans. The magic of rock and roll. Come on, where's my posse? That, my friends, is what happens when you're a rock star. Hi, guys. Oh, crap.
Mom?
I just do. I felt for you and for the safety of these kids. This is how you pay me back. By being a drunken, irresponsible, drunken...
You already said drunken.
I know I said drunken and I will say
it. What is wrong with you?
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Lisa.
Two arrests in 3 weeks?
What does it feel like to destroy a hotel room? It must be freeing. It's gotta be freeing, huh?
You have no idea.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
You are such an idiot. Come on, Matt, we're going home.
Okay.
Tour's over.
You can't cancel the tour.
Lower my voice. You can't cancel the tour.
No, he is right. People out there are really digging the
selling out arenas. I don't trust the little drummer boy
what
here
did you
my
just
daughter.
Call me?
Let's go, Amelia.
I'm not going home.
I'm not going
Yay.
Either. And don't you call my uncle little drummer boy. He's a big drummer boy.
I am the mother.
I'm not going home.
You are the child.
No, because I show you all the respect
okay.
that you're asking.
Hey, guys.
There's...
Hey. Guys.
But
guys.
You don't listen to me.
We're a band, and we stick together. We're finishing the tour. I'm sorry if you guys have a problem with that, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go.
What?
I don't think that it's fair that these kids have to cancel their tour because baby Huey over here isn't responsible enough to be an adult, so I will go.
I'll go too.
Oh, be quiet, Stan.
No, a tour with parents is not a tour. On this point, I will not bend. That's it. My line in the sand has been drawn.
Kim is on the bus.
I just want to say, on behalf of the band, it's kind of a buzzkill having you on the tour.
Oh, really? If you hadn't been such a jackass, I wouldn't have to be here.
Whatever. I just need you to do a little babysitting and don't rain on my parade. Okay? Because I'm living my dream.
Did you always have a knee brace in your dream?
What did I say about raining on my parade?
Sorry. You know what? I'm sorry. You are an adult. I mean, technically. So you can do whatever you want. I just think that you might want to start to take it easy.
Take it easy? Thanks, the Eagles. No. I spent my whole life taking it easy. And now, I'm making up for lost time. Woo-hoo! I'm gonna do whatever I want. Watch this. I think I'll go moon a trucker. Or streak up and down the bus. Or take a nap. Not sure which, my choice. Make a decision. I think I'll take a nap. Excuse me.
Okie dokie.
He heaves himself into his bunk.
I have a silly question. Do you have any hand sanitizer?
I do. Oh, I've used it for other things, but you're welcome to it.
Jesus.
The rest of the band are playing Guitar Hero in the back.
Hello?
Hey, it's DV. Put me on shout, yo.
Hey, are you guys sitting down?
1 second.
Yeah, well, stand up.
Okay.
I got great news.
You're gonna shoot a music video.
Woo! Yes!
And I got us the hottest video director in town.
Yeah. All right, I gotta go. I'm in a tremendous amount of pain.
He's standing at a urinal. A large green screen dominates a film studio. A director in a floral tie is demonstrating walking and singing backwards in slow motion to Fish, Curtis and Matt, who look completely bemused.
Okay, we're rehearsing right now. That means you should move your mouth and your body. Go backwards in slow motion, then say the words backwards. Where's the girl? Say the words backwards. I'm gonna put it in post and it's all gonna be forward. But you have to go backwards in order for me to make it forward. You get it? Nip schnap mana. Tomorrow never. Nip schnap. Tomorrow. Nip schnap. Where's the girl?
Don't hold your breath.
What is happening?
Excuse me, Kip.
Yes, hi.
Hey, guys, listen. Can I talk to you?
Sure.
Can we call this a day?
No,
listen to me.
No, this isn't happening. No.
What's going on?
Go ahead.
Look, it's Amelia. She's just having a really tough day. Not really feeling like a rock star right now.
I'll go talk to her.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Amelia!
Just go away!
Come on, it's okay to be nervous. I still either throw up or get the runs before every show. Last night it was both.
Gross! Leave me alone!
Come on, girlfriend, we need you. Come on.
I'm sorry, I just can't.
Hey, what's wrong?
God, I told that idiot stylist not to brush it.
Let me see.
It's massively back-combed.
Holy oh, wow. Hey!
See?
No!
See, I look like
no.
Shit!
Amelia!
Okay,
listen,
go away!
Listen, it's just hair, it's no biggie.
Maybe girls like me just don't belong in music videos. But, you know, if that's the look that they want, they should just grab one of those annoying little girls that's always hanging on Curtis.
Don't say that. Those girls are a dime a dozen, all right? And that is why you are in this band, and they are not, because you have looks and personality. You've got attitude, you've got edge, you've got pure, unfiltered, badass-ness. Yeah. Now, as far as the do goes, take it from someone that's been at war with their hair for many years. It just needs a little bit of love and a lot of product.
He holds up a tube of gel. Amelia looks unsure, then takes it.
Cool.
Hair tamed, she strides onto the set.
Welcome back!
Curtis smiles appreciatively at her sexy rock chick look.
Smile? No smile?
Thanks, Fish.
As she takes her place, Kim pats Fish on the back.
Good job.
This part of the video is going to blow people's minds. I'm going to shoot you guys with this old Bolex. Stop motion, so you're going to be animated. So pick your spot,
Take your breath and move a tiny bit. Move a tiny bit. Move a tiny bit. Move a tiny bit. Wait a minute. Did you guys switch?
You have a tattoo.
What? Where?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my God, thank you for telling me. I'm gonna get that checked out.
That's funny. Good. I'm just saying it's weird because you have a tattoo, but a you're a mom.
Gee, nothing gets by you, does it? Yes, I have a tattoo and I am a mom.
So, a few too many flirtinis?
Oh, it's close. It's an old band.
You were in a band?
Mm-hmm. I was in an all-girl punk band.
No way, that's awesome.
Yeah. Put a safety pin in my t-shirt and all of a sudden I'm a badass. Good times.
So, what happened to the old SW band? Why'd you give it up?
Well, not exactly sure, but I think it had something to do with the fact that a pregnant 17-year-old lead singer wasn't exactly what MTV was looking for.
They so lack vision.
Cut! You move too much, okay? Tiny bit means tiny bit, not big bit or regular bit. Tiny bit. Move a tiny bit. And I don't know why you're blinking, like, more than a normal person, but blink like a normal person or don't blink. Those are your two options. So, your choice.
At night, they're back on the bus. Amelia looks up from her magazine. Matt is snoring, but his eyes are wide open, and he seems to be staring at her.
Matt! Matt!
Yeah, you okay?
Do you sleep with your eyes open?
No, I'm fine. Good night.
Slightly freaked, she closes the curtain on her bunk. As the bus drives in the sunshine, they pull faces at passing motorists. Fish has drawn a silly face on his body with nipples for eyes and a belly button mouth. Carrying their gear, they run up a fire escape to get to a gig. The crowds are enthusiastic, women pointing at Curtis. The name ADD appears on venue signs, one of which is sold out. Fish and Curtis high-five, and Kim whistles supportively in the audience. Their collection of laminate passes grows. Curtis and Matt pull toothy faces on the bus.
Can you sign my shirt?
You're very well performed.
The bus crosses into Indiana and drives on through the night. In their bunks, Curtis and Amelia wear longing looks. She switches off her reading light. They play confidently on stage. A bright explosion reveals the MTV logo in the form of a silver cube.
To a top 10 album, a number one single, and a sold-out tour in just 3 short months.
The album's called Abandonment Issues.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great night.
Matt gets a bra thrown at him.
Somebody threw this at me, and it's got a telephone number and an email address, and it's big.
Rock and roll.
Let me see that.
ADD, you were amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Daddy.
Oh, it was so incredible. Everybody loved it, and they were singing along with the words. They were belting your words. You were good.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That was great, guys. Give it up. I don't care. I understand. Nice. Nicely done. Here's the plan, okay? We got to go downstairs, give some FaceTime to the fans, and then we're going to get the heck out of here, okay? MySpace is throwing you guys a party, and I don't want to be late. Want to get there before all the good T-A-I-L is taken, you know what I'm saying?
I can spell.
Yeah, no, I get that. That makes sense. Hello! Hello there! Hi, I don't think we've been introduced. David Marshall, Matchbook Records.
Oh, hey, Kim Powell, I'm Curtis's mom.
The wellspring, huh?
Excuse me?
Oh, I would love to spend 9 months inside you. Why is everybody being quiet? There it is. It's like a school bus for assholes.
I'm not gonna get in that thing.
That is a nice ride.
A yellow stretch Hummer pulls up.
Have fun.
Come on, let's go.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go.
Look, I'm gonna cut to the chase because that's how I do, but you're familiar with the term MILF? Because I would never use that to describe you. Ever. I hate that term. It disgusts me. No. You are more of a milm slit. That's a mother I'd like to make sweet love to.
Aw, thank you. I'm really flattered, actually. So are you familiar with the term pills?
No. What's a pill?
It's a person I'd like to stab.
I know. Oh, That's good.
Watch out here.
Cougar's got claws.
I'm gonna hop in the Hummer.
Good idea.
I'll see you guys in the Hummer.
Hit the omelet bar. Well played, m'lady.
Shall we?
You know, I'm gonna take a rain check.
Booyah!
Really? You? A rain check, huh? Okay.
Well, you know, I got a... We had a date back at the club with a couple of shorties, so...
Oh, all right. See you later.
Okay, all right. Don't wait up for me, okay? Because I'm gonna be... Boop, boop.
See ya.
He stretches as his back gives him pain, and both his hands are bandaged. He takes a deep breath. At the party, Curtis is surrounded by women. David's holding court and Matt enters dressed suavely in a dark jacket, looking uncomfortable. Amelia is surrounded by male admirers. She walks over to Matt.
Hi.
Hi, are you okay?
Oh, super duper. I am just doing... This is some of the
best... Who is
she? I don't know her name. I've seen her at some of our shows, and on those occasions, I've wanted to engage her, but I get so nervous.
All right, which one is she?
She's the one sitting at the bar in the blue. No, don't stare.
I'm not staring.
Because you're embarrassing me in front of her.
I don't even know...
Be respectful. She's the one sitting over there in the blue t-shirt.
Okay, the shirt that reads I Heart Matt on it in rhinestones?
Well, that could be a coincidence. Maybe it's I Heart Matt LeBlanc from TV's The Friends, or look at me, Amelia. Look at me. I am not the world's most handsome guy here. And I don't know how to speak to a girl other than you. I've never kissed a girl. I've never asked him to go to a movie or maybe go to dinner.
She kisses him, full on the lips.
Now you've had the experience. Now go talk to her and quit pussing out.
Looking stunned, Matt heads for the bar. The slim brunette in the I Heart Matt shirt catches his eye and looks coyly away as he approaches. Amelia smiles ruefully as Matt and the girl immediately hit it off and glances over at Curtis, surrounded by his admirers. She looks dejectedly at the floor. Then more fans approach her. Curtis looks over towards Amelia, not really paying attention to the excited girls around him. From the hotel car park, Fish looks up and sees Kim playing Guitar Hero in her room.
Huh. Hello?
She jumps in embarrassment.
Hey, can I?
Sure, come on in. You're back already, huh? How are the, smallies?
Shorties, and decided to call it an early night tonight. So those were some great moves, by the way.
Yeah, great.
So, this is supposed to be a guitar.
Yeah, it's a guitar. It's really fun. Do you want to play? Come on.
All right.
Come on. All right, just put it on.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Wait, see how it goes, red.
I'm lost.
Blue.
Blue.
And then hit this cue to get the point.
I love this song. This song is awesome.
You're doing it. You're doing it.
I'm kicking your ass is what
you're
I'm doing.
Not even.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're a rock band. Double head.
They headbang in unison, having a ball.
May I introduce ADD's first video? Pow!
They're animated in colorful, jerky stop motion.
First chorus. You heard the song. You know what it's like, all right? So what do you think, huh?
I'm not even embarrassed by it. And I'm embarrassed by, like, everything.
Yeah, well, you know, your body's changing.
Don't you hate it how the camera itself adds 10 pounds?
Yeah, the camera and the food, right? Well, if you like that, you're going to love this. This little puppy's going to debut next Monday as the number 9 Vidya in the country.
Yeah!
Right! And if you love that, you're going to crap your khakis when you hear this. Y'all just got asked to open for Vesuvius in honor of their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Huh? How about that? That's pretty great, right? Like a Cleveland up-and-comers opening for a Cleveland Legends type of thizzang. Not to mention, you know, keeps it all in the Matchbook Records family, which is, you know, good.
No.
No, 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 no.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
Okay, all right, okay.
What if I said yes already? Where's that leave?
God!
Oh, God, okay. All right, fish!
Drama!
No!
I'll go talk to him.
No, no, just sit. I'll do it.
You guys realize that if you open to Vesuvius, you'll get to play in front of 20,000 people.
But Fish has a history with them. We can't do that.
Look, I love Fish. I do, man. I love that guy, and I never say love. But the guy's practically in a full body cast. You know what I mean? I think it's time we put him out of his misery. You know what I'm saying? Come on, we need to freshen the look of the band. What do you say?
No, a band's a family, and you don't turn your back on family.
What is this, Full House? Are you kidding me?
He stays. That's that.
You know what? You're right. You're right? Yeah, no, he stays. Good call.
Kim runs after Fish.
Hey, Fish!
No, no, I can't do it. I won't do it. Promised Land is my song. I came up with the title.
Fish.
Okay? And they are in the Promised Land, and I'm walking around out in the desert.
Okay.
40 years. You know what? I'm Moses, and I led them to the land of milk and honey and three ways and orgies. No,
Fish.
And I've got tattered robes on, and I'm eating manna.
She kisses him.
I can't hear you. Oh. Hello, Yoko.
Smirking, David ducks back indoors. Kim wipes a thumb across her lips.
What was that for?
To shut you up.
Okay.
Now listen to me. You have already made it to the Promised Land, okay? I mean, maybe not the way that you thought, but you have made it. Are you going to blow this because of some stupid grudge? Come on. Just let it go. Play the gig. Please.
Your witchy, witchy ways won't work on me. I am never opening for Vesuvius.
He tries to maintain his dignity as he walks away in obvious pain. Kim shrugs in frustration. Curtis gets into a lift. David's flashy trainer prevents the doors from closing.
Oh. Hey, buddy!
Hey, man, what a coincidence, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know you were staying here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I love this place. Yeah, same floor and everything, huh? Hey, I just want to say, I think it's super awesome that you're cool with Fish banging your mom.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's very mature that you approve of him hitting that sweet stuff. You're cool as a fan, man. You're a cool, cool kid. You're like Vin Diesel, wrapped in a Jeremy Piven pie. All right, here we are.
Curtis walks out looking unhappy.
Actually, you know what? I just realized I'm not in this hotel. Take care, kiddo. You're a rock star. Woo!
At the gig, the crowd is going wild. Fish looks puzzled as Curtis glares at him.
If you guys have been dying to spend some time in the Cleveland area, come out next month when ADD is going to be doing a free arena show.
The others all look confused.
We're going to be opening up for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, the mighty Vesuvius.
I thought you said we weren't going to do that.
No, I decided we were.
Guys, I really think we should discuss this later.
Okay, there's no need to discuss it. It's a done deal.
I'm not doing that, okay? I am not opening for them.
You guys think we should open for Vesuvius?
Then you better find a new drummer.
You know why you're in this band? You're a joke. But I'm not letting my mom go out with a joke. And I'm not missing out on the show of my life because of you.
As his knee gives way, he falls off both the drum riser and the stage.
What's the matter? You ever seen anyone kick over their drums in anger and then jump off the stage and twist both their ankles?
No.
Well, now you have. Huh? Oh. Make a bath.
He staggers through the bewildered audience. Curtis watches guiltily, and Kim looks on in sympathy. He hobbles along outside the venue.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you alright?
Yeah, top of the world. Thanks.
So my left ankle is making a pretty serious clicking noise.
Oh, yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. Listen, we need to talk to Curtis.
Fish, we kissed once on tour. Come on, you know what this is. This isn't real. I mean, in real life, I am Curtis's mom, and you were... Oh, you are just a guy who won't grow up.
I tried growing up, okay? For 20 years, I tried it. I hated every moment of it, and I'm not going back to that.
Well, you know what? You never even moved forward, Fish. You didn't even give being an adult a fair chance. You're just living in some moment that happened 20 years ago.
Hey, Kim, you said you didn't have it figured out either.
I don't. But at least I'm living in the present.
Foot bound, with ice on his ankles and his knees strapped up, Fish lies naked in Mr. Lee's basement, with a rat sniffing around by his head.
Hello, rat.
He's bathed in sweat from the basement's heat. In a plush apartment by a drum kit, a guy yawns and looks out of the window.
Hey, here we are. Check it out, guys, huh? Not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, who could that be? Guys, this is your new drummer, Paul. Go ahead and get to know him better. Give him a nickname, any animal you want.
Except Fish. Obviously, that would be a little awkward.
Yeah. Okay, cool, great. Well, what are you guys doing? Come on, let's go. Let's rehearse. Set up, come on.
Yeah, there we go. All right.
Fish trudges along the lakeside by the Hall of Fame carrying his drumsticks. He stares at the glass pyramid, then throws his sticks into the water. He frowns as they bob to the surface. Later, he's in a barber's chair, staring blankly.
Any last request? Be gentle.
He continues to stare into the middle distance as clumps of hair fall to the floor. A sign reads, Reading Aeronautics.
Well, Robert, I like your resume. I certainly love your objectives. And Stan certainly speaks very highly of you. I do notice that your last job was a few months ago. What have you been doing since then?
He's been taking some time to recharge the old batteries.
And now I'm ready to work here until I die.
Matt and Amelia are at the luxury apartment. Curtis enters.
I don't even want to talk to him about it because it's so frustrating and it's so unfair.
Hey.
We were supposed to start 2 hours ago.
Okay, relax. I figured you guys could just practice with Paul.
Curtis, ever since you forced Fish out, this went from being a band to being you and some people behind you.
I didn't force him out of the band. He quit.
Okay, you were mean and manipulative, and you completely forced him out.
This Paul thing is good for us.
Are you kidding me? Look at him. It's like Abercrombie's making people now.
We need Fish. You know, he's sloppy, and he's stupid, and he's full of life. We're not the same without him, and you know it.
Okay, yeah, he said he won't open for Vesuvius.
Curtis, had you gone up to him and just said it from your heart, how important it was for you and the band, he would have done it.
Maddie's right. I mean, he would have.
He would have done it in a second.
Because he loves you.
He closes his eyes, looking sullen.
You know what, guys? I'm really not in the mood to practice, okay?
He thumps the wall on his way out.
I hope you know that I'm getting paid whether we practice or not.
Shut up, Paul!
Curtis has his laptop open and is practicing alone in his sitting room. He stares sadly at a picture of them all on the tour bus. Then at the photo he and Fish took together in the car. Fish in a suit walks down the street carrying a briefcase. He's one more face among the many walking to work. In the staff canteen, he's sitting alone when Curtis walks in.
Hey.
Hey.
So I had no idea real life was so boring.
And soul-crushing. Don't forget soul-crushing.
It's a nice suit.
I'm gonna kill you.
Mind if I sit? So, Matt says that if I had asked you in a nicer way to open for Vesuvius, you would have said yes.
Well, even though he's a genius, he is an idiot, because I am not opening for no Vesuvius.
Come on, you're being a baby.
No, I'm not. I'm being realistic.
You're telling me that Robert Fishman, a.k.a. Fish, has a chance to play Q Arena in front of 20,000 screaming fans, and he's not going to take it?
I saw Ozzy bite the head of a bat on that stage.
Yeah, you could see ADD there with a really good seat right between the guitar and the bass.
Best seat in the house. No. No way. I am not opening for Vesuvius. They can open for me.
It's not fair.
Yeah, of course it's not fair. Who said life was fair?
Don't be so mature.
You want my advice? You got a good thing going. You shouldn't be chasing something you're never gonna get back.
You keep stealing my lines, I'm gonna punch you in the eye.
Curtis grins.
Let me tell you how that's gonna be. You are gonna suck it up, because ADD needs a sloppy-ass Robert Fishman-type drummer. It's just one more night, one more show. Just finish what you started. What do you say?
I say, I am the best sloppy-ass Robert Fishman-type drummer there is.
They punch fists.
Ow. Ow.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me, everyone. May I have your attention, please? I want you all to know that me and my band are going to play the Q Arena. And I want you to know that it is never too late.
He and Stan raise the devil horns.
All right. It is never too late to rock.
Come on, guys. Let's go. Stage dive. Stage dive.
Stage dive.
Yeah, we're going to box surf you out of here. Come on. Let's go. Come on, guys.
All right. Here we go! Rock and roll!
He dives into the assembled suits. A sign in lights announces Vesuvius with ADD. Fish leads the band into the arena.
Yes! Oh, right! Can you feel the excitement? Hey, I sat right there for Metallica. Way up there for Motley Crue, behind the stage for Van Halen, but I never thought I would be standing here.
I'm so nervous. I'm gonna be sick.
We gotta act like we're back in the garage.
Yeah, yeah, with 20,000 Vesuvius fans just chilling on the driveway.
Think they'll like us?
We're gonna make them like us.
There they are! Woohoo! ADD!
Fish, dude, so glad to have you back, bro. For real. For real.
Everybody at Matchbook is happy you all worked out your thing. Well, you ready? You ready to do the show? Come on, let's do it.
All right. Come on. Let's go.
Searchlights glare, fans arrive, and tickets are touted. As people move through the turnstiles, guitar effects pedals are set on stage. The drums are assembled, and flight cases of equipment wheeled into place. ADD, with David, are escorted backstage. Fish nervously tries to stay loose.
Vesuvius, coming through! Vesuvius, coming through!
Fish stares as the fan runs past them, and a group of figures appears through a brightly lit haze. Vesuvius struts towards ADD in full glam metal regalia. Fish's eyes bore into them. The guitar player drains a whiskey bottle. Fish's eyes narrow as his old bandmates draw close and come to a halt.
Uh-oh. ADD, let me introduce you to the mighty Vesuvius. How you doing, David Marshall? We've met a couple times.
No. Hello, kiddies. You have a band that we're supposed to launch?
Gobsmacked, eh? No, it's all right, mate. It's really difficult to meet your heroes for the first time.
The guitarist collapses.
Why do you guys have British accents?
Hello, who's this geezer?
I don't have British accents.
hang on, we know him, mates.
We do.
Back from when we were American, right? Look, it's Fish.
Who?
Oh, Trash is Fish! Fishy! Fish and chips.
Having a laugh. All right, mate. Oh, Sticks, this is the bloke what you replaced.
Yeah, that's right.
Fishy.
I just wanted to point out that I'm actually from England.
Oh, he's just taking a piss, you know. One of me mates.
So, Fish. Been busy.
You know, I have thought of this moment every day for the last 20 years.
Oh.
Wondering what I would say to you, what I would do to you. And if this was a week ago, I would have attacked you all like a fierce wolverine.
I'm glad it wasn't last week then, I suppose.
Pulled the skin from your faces and treated myself to some human carpaccio or face jerky. But that is just not me anymore. So I want to say to you right now, have a great show.
Love you.
Oh, cheers, right, man. Come on. Right. Come on, both times. Thanks again.
Good job, Eric. Cheers.
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 That's not bad. Huh? DVD coming through for you.
Fish jumps joyfully as they walk off. Lights sweep the packed crowd as ADD hit the stage. Fish's family smile happily, enjoying the show, and Kim looks on proudly from the side of the stage. Matt's girl is wearing her heart t-shirt. Fish is having a ball, and Amelia grins happily as she plays. Matt raises a hand in salute, and David poses off stage. In the front row, Mr. Lee has a t-shirt saying, "I only drum naked." Matt throws his hat, and his girl catches it. Fish and Curtis hug, wreathed in smiles, and Kim holds back tears of joy. Amelia hugs Curtis.
Hey.
Oh.
So good.
Yes.
Great show.
Yeah, you
great
too.
Well done.
So I was wondering maybe if later you'd want to get a bite to eat.
Sure. Yeah, I'll tell Maddie.
I was thinking maybe, you know, just me and you could go together.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that'd be cool.
Amelia remains cool until Curtis turns away, then smiles happily.
Hey. There it is.
Wonderful. Fish, that was awesome.
Thanks.
Nice haircut, by the way.
Thank you. I heard women liked a more mature look, so...
I liked your look. Come here.
I'm kind of, you know, you sure?
Kim wraps her arms around his neck and hugs him, even though he's sweaty, then holds his face in her hands. The guitar player slides on his knees, and David flinches as flares explode along the front of the stage. The singer throws his leopard print jacket into the crowd and jumps off the drum riser. Microphone flies off the stand, a and everyone stares as the singer gropes in the stage smoke to find it.
Oh my God, they're lip syncing.
There's pandemonium among the crew as the singer can't use the live mic. The tape breaks down and the audience becomes angry. Fish looks triumphant as bottles pelt the stage.
Oh, no!
We got an Ashley Simpson patient here.
The band members gesture angrily at the crowd.
Go back to Cleveland, Cleveland!
The singer gives a final defiant gesture, then they shuffle and stumble off stage. Matt gives them an ironic wave as they pass by. Fish grins.
It's insane!
What do you think?
I think they're calling our names.
Come on!
Yes!
Let's roll! Hey, whoa! It is not a good idea for you guys to go out there. It's Vesuvius's show, and you don't want to make him look bad. Plus, and most important, you'll piss off the record company.
Yeah, but...
which I do not suggest you do.
Hey, these people came here for some live music.
Screw these people. It's a free show, dumbass. You don't have a choice. Back up.
No.
Guys, David's right.
Thank you.
We don't have a choice.
What?
We gotta go up there. Hey, and by the way, you better not be here when we get back, because we're gonna start looking for new management.
I love this kid. Love him. You speak your mind. You have integrity. You're an artist. You inspire me. You're like six and you inspire me.
Hey, read my lips, asshole. You're fired.
Let's go.
Come on!
Matt gives another wave, this time to David, and they hit the stage. Leaps deliriously to join his bandmates for a bow. Starring Rainn Wilson as Fish, Christina Applegate as Kim, Teddy Geiger as Curtis, Josh Gad as Matt, Emma Stone as Amelia, Jeff Garlin as Stan, Jane Lynch as Lisa, Jason Sudeikis as David Marshall, Will Arnett as Lex, Howard Hessman as Gator, Fred Armisen as Kerr, Bradley Cooper as Trash, Lonnie Ross as Styx, Jonathan Glazer as Billy, Jane Krakowski as Carol, Samantha Weinstein as Violet, Dimitri Martin as Kip, Aziz Ansari as Aziz, Ellie Knaus as Erica, Laura DeCarteret as Amelia's mum, Steve Adams as Amelia's dad, Mark Forward as Leon, Vic Sahay as Gary, Brittany Allen as I Heart Matt Girl, Jonathan Malin as Jeremy, Rebecca Northern as Jeremy's mum, Keir Gilchrist as Moby-type kid, Simon Sinn as Mr. Lee, Soo Chin Pak as herself, Ennis Esmer as Barney, Nicole Arbour as Trashy Groupie, Wesley Morgan as Prom King Josh, Tanya Bevan as Prom Queen Jennifer, Marvin Caron as School Principal, Sandy Ross as Ms. Copelson, Talia Russo as Amy, John Corr as Paul, Brian Gordon as Tattooed Drummer, Daryl Gamertin as Beatbox Kid, Angela Majorano Thurston as Frazzled Stylist, Nicholas Spencer as Harry. Alan Roberto as Max, Patrick Haggerty as Gundarina PA, Jessica Porter as Desk Sergeant, David Kiner as Reedy Rocker Guy, Guy Sanvito as Old Barber, Tiffany Boychuk as Boost Mobile Girl, Christian Potenza as Dry Engineer, and Pete Best as himself. The producers wish to thank the following for their assistance: Toronto Film and Television Office, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Cleveland, Ohio, filmed at Toronto Film Studios and CineSpace Studios, shot on location in Ontario, Canada, with assistance from Ontario Media Development Corporation. Rolling Stone is a registered trademark of Rolling Stone LLC, all rights reserved. Rolling Stone mock cover and website used by permission. Rockstar licensed by Warner Brothers Entertainment Incorporated. Color and prints by Deluxe. Bumpy Nights. Copyright 2008 20th Century Fox Film Corporation and June Entertainment 3 LLC in all territories except Brazil, Italy, Japan, Korea, and Spain. Copyright 2008 TCF Hungary Film Rights Exploitation Limited Liability Company, 20th Century Fox Film Corporation, and June Entertainment 3 LLC in Brazil, Italy, Japan, Korea, and Spain. Rokan Productions Limited is the author of this motion picture for purposes of copyright and other laws. The events, characters, and firms depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead, or to actual events or firms, is purely coincidental. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws, and any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. Further titles continue to scroll. Audio description by Deluxe. Written and voiced by Roland Bean. The end.